Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Kim Yates on the phone with us, and her family are the spokesfolks for this year's March for Babies. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
So things are kind of winding down for this year. Can you tell us where we're at in the process for March for Babies? And of course, with COVID-19, there wasn't an actual march.
Now, this year, we are doing what's called Step Up. It's March for Babies Step Up, and we are doing a virtual walk this year for March for Babies. It is going to be May 15th from 2 to 3 p.m., and you can join us virtually at facebook.com/March of Dimes or youtube.com/March of Dimes.
And so people can still participate. It's not too late for them to join in, right?
No, it's not too late at all. All they have to do is get on those times tomorrow, May 15th, and then they can participate with their families.
And if people want to, you know, you encourage people to form teams and do fundraising, but, you know, people can still be a part of it, either even if they haven't done that, right?
Yes, that's correct. You don't have to have had a team this year. It's great if you did, but if you didn't, you can still participate and help us march for babies during this different time period this year with COVID-19.
So with your family kind of being the spokes family this year, we talked about this last time we spoke, but maybe folks didn't hear that. Why was your family chosen?
My family was chosen. We have five kids, and we've experienced, you know, normal pregnancies and deliveries, and some pregnancies and deliveries that have been a little bit complicating. But our last baby, Warwick, he was born at 36 weeks and ended up having to stay in the NICU at Baptist Hospital East for 10 days. He came home with us. The day he came home from the hospital, he was 4 pounds, 9 ounces, and he was scrawny and hairless. So, you know, March of Dimes helped so many families like my own, you know, get through those times, and the services and the research that they do. It's so important that we continue to fundraise even during this global pandemic, because, you know, babies don't stop being born. So it's super important that we don't forget this cause.
All right. So this is going to happen tomorrow at 2:00, and people can go to the Facebook page to find out more, or to YouTube. We can put a link to that on our Facebook page as well.
Yes. Yes. And we look forward to having everybody there. It'll be a fun time.
Thanks so much, Kim Yates, Ambassador Family for March for Babies.
Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.